This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 104.1 FM. If you're just tuning in, Ozzy Osbourne has passed away at 76 years old, so playing some Ozzy for you and doing some remembrances. My friend Mark Cantor from Cantor Injury Law is in studio. Good to see you again, my friend.
Dave, it's always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
How's everything at Cantor?
Everything at Cantor Injury Law is great. We got a great team. Happy to be there and happy to be part of this community.
Yeah. The first thing I wanted to ask you today, we're going to get into some workman's comp and Social Security and things like that, answer some questions for people that have these questions. But the overall thing I wanted to ask you about, and I know it's ironic because I do advertising for you, but it's advertising for lawyers, and especially personal injury lawyers, has become beyond huge.
Right.
Just huge. So for the people out there who are being inundated on television and radio and print and people on the side of a bus, help them parse that out. What if you were not an attorney, but you understood what you do now? What is important? What is fluff? How do you parse out the messages from different people who are inundating you with messages?
Right. Because anyone can buy an advertisement.
Anyone can say anything.
Right. So, for instance, I was just chosen by the editors of the Missouri Lawyers Weekly, which is the only legal journal in Missouri. It's a weekly publication that every lawyer gets. And the editors choose the personal injury power list. So there's maybe 1,000 lawyers or more that say that they do what Cantor Injury Law does, but only a handful are selected by these neutral editors of the Missouri Lawyers Weekly to be on the personal injury power list. And I'm proud to say that it's not the first time. It's the second time I've been chosen for that list, which most people never, ever make. And so it's a real tribute to my team and to my law firm. I wouldn't be able to do it alone, but I have gratitude to Missouri and the Missouri Lawyers Weekly because they sift through all the advertisement and the noise and they pick who they think are the best of the best.
Yeah.
So anyone on that list is going to be fantastic. They're great litigators. I'm up there with some super powerful people that I respect tremendously. And to be included amongst them is excellent. There's other sources too. You can be AV rated, which is the Martindale-Hubbell system of rating lawyers for the highest degree of both ability and ethics. And I've been AV rated for, you know, over 10 or 12 years. It's hard to get. Young lawyers don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you get as you age. And other lawyers vote, both defense. So I'm a plaintiff lawyer. And the other lawyers vote on that. And they say, you know, who's good on the other side? So to be AV rated is a real way to determine who's good and who's not good. And, you know, these lawyers on TV might be from Florida, and they might have a great marketing campaign, and they might be bigger than Cantor Andrew Law, but the proof is in the pudding. I mean, who's local and who is reviewed? And that's, you know, AV rated is an AVO rated, and Bravo rated a perfect 10. So these are all sources of credibility that can't be bought. You know, there's a lot of other fraudulent, in my opinion, types of reviews where lawyers can pay to get this excellent rating. And those aren't worth their salt.
Yeah.
So
you were talking about being respected by the other side, and I've been using this in my live endorsements, and it's absolutely true, and I want to get your thoughts on this. But when I was practicing law, and half my time was on the defense side and half was on the plaintiff side, on the defense side, I would watch as my partners, the real, you know, guns at my law firm, would get a demand letter in or a lawsuit. And the very first thing they look is to see who signed it. Who's the plaintiff's attorney? And I won't get into specifics, but many times they would be so relieved. These are not serious people. We don't have to worry as much about this case, as opposed to, oh, it's Cantor. We better set a pretty good reserve for this. Can you talk a little bit about being respected by the other side?
Sure. You can get a lot done very quickly if they know you're going to take a case to trial and win. I've seen a lot of lawyers for years and years and years now that send demands. They never get results because they're not willing to file a lawsuit and go to trial. I know lawyers that literally advertise that they do what we do that have never first chaired a case at trial.
Wow.
And you know, that's just part of the system out there. So it's very hard for the, you know, buyer beware. So reserves are the amount of money that an insurance company sets to pay on a claim. And the idea at Cantor Andrew Law is to get the maximum, to get the policy limits. So if you have a small injury and, you know, there's $4,000 of care or less, and it's a dog bite, and the reserves are at 100 grand, some lawyers are going to say, well, that's worth 12,000. Well, at Cantor Andrew Law, I'm saying it's worth 100,000 because your dog bit a kid. I don't care what those medical bills are. You better pay me the 100,000. And, you know, you try to pit the insurance company against their insured, because insurance companies are greedy. I mean, really, they're in the business of collecting premiums and not paying benefits. And so you got to knock the hell out of them to let them know that we're not taking 12 grand, we're taking 100.
Yeah.
And that's a real example. I mean, I've done that repeatedly because there are no bad dogs. There are bad dog owners, and homeowners insurance covers that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to beat these insurance companies up. And if you don't, and you're not willing to do it, the insurance companies index you. They know. So it's important to take cases to trial, even if you're going to lose them. You know, if any trial lawyer that says they've won every case is not doing their job. I mean, you know, so some, and it hurts. You got to lick your wounds after, because you want to win. I mean, you're not out there to lose.
So there are lots of different kinds of lawyers, domestic lawyers. There's, you know, business lawyers and personal injury lawyers. And I've shared with you that my daughter's thinking about law school. If someone like my daughter came to you and said, I'm really interested in personal injury plaintiff's work, I'm interested in what you do, what's important?
Integrity. So, you know, people think that what we do, some people think that what we do is sleazy. It's not. These are real people with real injuries, and they deserve to get the best results possible. And so I never do anything that can be perceived as sleazy. It's, you know, you want to have the highest degree of integrity. So you want everyone to look at you and say, you're doing it right. And we do it right. I don't ever want, I tell my people, don't ever do anything untrue for me. I don't want it. If you think someone said that I want you to tell a lie or a mistruth, you're wrong. That's not the way we win cases. We win cases with the truth, because the jury system's smart.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
They know. They know. And so, you know, if one of the very first cases I tried as a young lawyer was for a man that was a butcher, and he had carpal tunnel, and he had these surgeries, and he said he couldn't lift anything, and he couldn't use his hands. And we tried the case, and I won. And when he came to pick up the check, he shook my hand. It felt like a vice. And I felt disgusted. Afterwards, like I needed a shower, like I was a, you know, manipulated into fighting like hell for this guy, and I won, and then I just felt terrible about it.
Wow.
So I don't want to ever feel that again. The people that I represent, I want to be legitimate. I want them to have a real case, and I want it to, you know, I put my heart and soul in it, and I want to win for them because they deserve it. And if they're doing something sleazy or unjust, I don't want to participate in that. And I don't. there's plenty of lawyers that'll take your little false case. You know, don't come to Cantor Energy Law. We don't want it.
So let's talk a little bit about some specific areas of the law. Workers' compensation. We covered last time a little bit about the meat chart and just how brutal and cold that is. Flesh that out a little bit more for me. For someone who has been injured at work and they're sheepish about even filing a claim, what if I get fired? What if they don't treat me well? What are the things that someone should know if they've been injured in their workplace?
Right. So great question. You know, we have a workers' compensation department at Cantor Energy Law with two or three paralegals and two full-time lawyers. And to be a real personal injury law firm in Missouri, you can't just handle the truck and car accident cases. You've got to handle what people come to you with. Now, sometimes it's both, right? So sometimes you're injured on the job. Let's say we have a case where a pallet is stacked improperly by a third party and the guy's working, the pallet falls, breaks his back. You got a workers' compensation claim, and you can pursue that, but you can also pursue the civil claim against the third party that stacked the pallet. They did so negligently. So the workers' compensation claim has limited value. Let's say we get them, $100,000 there. On the civil case, you could get them $1 million. So you need to do both, and that's why Cantor Injury Law has both departments, because we're looking at not only the work comp claim, but we're looking into whether there's a civil case that's there as well. So we talked before about work comp, three main benefits, 2/3 of your wages while you're off, 100% of your medical bills being paid for an authorized provider, and a lump sum payment at the end of the case. There's no money for that for pain and suffering. So a civil case, like this pallet case I described, you get your money for your pain and your suffering, your harms and your losses. So the fact that, you can't loss a consortium, which is the care, comfort, sexual relations with your spouse. Those types of damages become available if you have a lawyer that knows how to put those two cases together and win them both for you.
Yeah. You talked about it a little bit with your analogy about the dog bite, but when I was an attorney 25 years ago, I remember three times specials was a big deal. Like if you're injured in a car accident and you have $3,000 in damages, you settle it for $9,000 or $10,000. You guys go far beyond that sort of rudimentary thinking.
Right. So you could have someone with a compression fracture in their spine for which there's no treatment. They can do, there's this concrete repair. There's a lot of suggested treatment, but there's no really effective, great treatment for certain types of fractures. So what happens? They get an MRI, they have an x-ray, they say compression fracture, their medical bills are $3,000, the policy limits are $100,000. So if a lawyer says three times the specials, which is so outdated, I mean, that's, very 1993, which is when I started practicing and we were there together. This times multiple of specials is an outdated way of thinking. That's not what we do. We're demanding $100,000 in that case because you got a fractured spine and the medical bills don't accurately reflect the harms and losses that that person has. And so on that case, we wouldn't even offer the bills. We would just offer, we'd blow up the x-ray and we'd show, we'd have a great illustration and a doctor testifying to there's the fracture and these are the problems it causes. We'd never say a word about the bill.
One more thing, last question here. I remember as a young attorney not understanding everything I needed to. And for example, if you have substantial medical bills, sometimes those can be negotiated down so that the person who's injured gets a little more in their pocket, but not every attorney knows to even try that.
So there's a lien statute in Missouri. So, and this is why, Cantor Injury Law will help you get care. And you get care on a lien basis. It's like if you built your house and you had a bricklayer come and build the fireplace, you couldn't pay the bricklayer. So he files a lien on your house. And when you sell the house, the bricklayer gets paid. Same thing with your injury case. So you don't have any money for care, but you need a neck fusion surgery. And there's $1 million coverage. And you go to a doctor, and the doctor does the surgery, but doesn't get paid. They certainly deserve to get paid. And so the law recognizes that reality. And you can pay them on a lien statute. But the lien statute also says that the most that any provider can get is half the disposable amount after attorney fees. So I don't want to be too complex, but if there's a $10,000 injury and a $5,000 medical bill, it leaves, but with an attorney fee of $3,000, $333. So there's roughly $6,000 left. That $5,000 bill is resolved for $3,000. It's half the disposable amount after attorney fees and costs. So it's a way to whittle down the amounts that are owed. And I use the lien statute all the time. And these doctors, listen, I love doctors. My dad's a doctor. The financial system has taken over the medical world. And so it's okay to shave some money from some of these bills because they're outrageous anyway. Now, the lien providers we use, we like. We want to treat everyone fairly and honestly because that's, you know, what we do. But it's also fair, in my opinion, to cut some of the medical bills. And we do that for every single client. And, you know, if the lien statute doesn't apply, we'll still call and ask for them to take a reduction because our job at Cantor Injury Law is to put the most money in our client's pocket as possible.
Yeah.
And we take that very seriously. We're fiduciaries, which means that we owe that extra duty of care to our clients. And we do that.
That's Mark Cantor. If you or someone you care about has been injured or, God forbid, in the future it happens, call 314-628-9999. Or if you want to check them out online, go to Cantor with a C, CantorInjuryLaw.com. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. All I'm thinking about is baseball tonight.
I mean,
and here's the thing. It's not that bad. It's not going to be that bad.
You're going to be fine.
We have plenty of people on the team.
That's right.
I'm the last guy on the bench. I'll get in for a couple of innings.
Right.
It's fine.
Yep.
I just like worrying.
I get it. I mean, but you are going to be outside even if you're not actually running the bases or you know, at any given time, you know, just chilling, it's still going to be warm.
Yes.
But it'll be good. The sun will be going down, though.
Yeah.
By 7, by game time, it's not going to be comfortable, but it's not going to be beating you up either.
Yeah. At the bottom of the hour, we have Ricky Horton joining us. Brad Young is going to be with us at 3. Lots to talk about because Brad wears two hats very, very well. One is the attorney hat to talk about cases that are going on in the general public, and then his political hat, which I find Brad really interesting because he is as conservative gets in an Amy Mark scores kind of way, but he's not a Trump guy, so he can be very honest about that. So that's coming up at 3 p.m. Then we have the think tank with Jeff Smith and Judge Tom Frawley at 4 p.m. So there you go.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll pull something where I'm unable to play tonight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could.
I pulled my tongue talking.
Exactly. Oh, I left it all out on the field, boys.
Sit this one out, coach.
Man, you just do the first sprint and be like, oh, doi, doi.
You guys want to hear the perfect gift for kids? I don't know how they established
this. A brand new video game system.
Yeah, toy.
A candy bar wrapped in a $20 bill.
That's not bad. Like for an extended family member or maybe a kid that's mm-hmm. like if it's an immediate, you know, that's probably not going to go over well. But
do you think
if your uncle Dave and you're like, here, kid, they're going to be like, thanks, Uncle Dave, that's great,
pretty cool. We are adults. Just in case anybody out there listening was curious,
we are,
in fact, adults. And we know $20 don't get you a cup of coffee no more these days. How in tune to that are kids? Because when you were a little kid, getting $20, it felt like you might have been given $1,000.
It's interesting you say that, because for everyone, money means something different.
Mm-hmm.
But I always love the question, like, what's the least amount of money you would stop and bend over to pick up? Would you pick up a quarter? Would you pick up a nickel? The other day I was walking through our garage and there was a bill laying there and it was a $5 bill. Uh-huh. $5 bill doesn't change anything in my life, but I was like,
you're like, yes.
Hey, how about that?
Hey, hello there, handsome.
I think most kids would think $20 is a pretty good amount of money.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I hope so. But then I just feel like, you know, then they go to Target and they want to get their, you know, action figure or whatever. And it's like $23.99.
Think about what that $20 could do for them, though, on Fortnite.
I buy
some perks, get some cool stuff.
I genuinely don't know what the going rate is at the moment.
Just saying, it's what you do. You go, here, Mom, you take this and you give me $20 to put on Fortnite.
That's true. That's a good point.
Or
it's got to give them something.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone. I'm not sneezing a 20. If someone gave me a Snickers bar wrapped in a 20,
I'd be happy.
I'd be pretty happy.
I'm a grown ass man. That's
right.
That's a couple lunches.
Yeah,
or one good one.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of low key ones, or one good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's not gonna get me. It's not gonna get me lunch at Capital.
No,
but it'll get me at least a good one over at Christmas.
I bet your money's no good at Capital.
Yeah.
Machine keeps turning.
Welcome back, guys. DG, S-1041 FM, KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Our pal Ricky Horton joins us. Hey, Rick. Nope. There we go. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Dave. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, buddy. So I have a question for you and Wheels. This is a big, overarching 30,000-foot view question. So the last several years, I've been a casual Cardinals fan. Check the box score. Oh, great. The boys won. Great. The last 2 years, I have been into it. Just attended my 20th game of the season. And my question is this. Now that I'm paying such close attention, is it always this intense? Like, are we going to buy? Are we going to sell? Are we this? Are we going to keep this? Are we going to do that? Like, is there something special about this season? Or has every season got an aspect of this?
Well, that's a great question. And I'm going to answer and then, Wheels, you can say. But I do think most seasons are like that. The more you become a fan, I think the more voices you listen to, the more places you get news from about your team that you love, and that just creates questions. I mean, baseball is a thinking person's game, and so because it's a thinking person's game, it involves a lot of conversations, a lot of debate, a lot of, hey, we should do that, we should do this. And I think that's why baseball is kind of a cool sport to me. I've always loved that because there's a lot of issues, controversies, questions. And so the more you become a fan, the more you get involved in that. That's my thought. How about you, Wheels?
Totally agree. And, you know, I think that this is normal. Because, this was not much different than the conversation in 2011 when the team was struggling and people were worried and should they trade or should they not trade. And then they shook some things up and went on a crazy run. And then what you forget the angst and you forget the concerns and all that because you had Happy Flight and Rally Squirrel and you won the World Series. But the same dynamic existed in July of 2011 that is existing right now.
You know, Wheels, I was thinking about this today. When Tony La Russa started with the Cardinals, I mean, there's a lot of talk about, well, the Cardinals are just in such a bad place. Well, they've been over 500 the last 2 years. Tony La Russa's teams were struggling when he first started to be around 500. I mean, this is not unusual. Whitey Herzog, when I was a Cardinal in 1984, we barely played 500. In fact, I don't think we did. And then in 1985, we end up winning the pennant and all that. So the point is, it's just kind of part of the roller coaster ride of being a baseball fan, loving your team. It's kind of like the more you love, the more you feel it. That's how I would say it.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to forget history, right? I mean, Tony came in 96, and they won 88 games and finished in first place, and then missed the playoffs the next 3 years in a row. And at 73 wins, 83 wins, and 75 wins for three straight years. But again, 98 feels different, though, because 98 we had the home run chase. So the team wasn't that good. But there was something to draw you out to the ballpark and get you excited.
Right.
So you had three years there, though. And look, I moved here in August of 2006 is when I got the job at KMOX and started here. And my first few weeks of doing Sports Open Line, I had people nonstop yelling at Tony La Russa. He's never won here. He hasn't won since 1989, and he's been here since 19. He's been here 10 years, and they lost one World Series, but they have never gotten over the hump. And I'm like, all right, but he's a Hall of Famer. And then people would yell at you, and all of a sudden you win, and the story changes. So this dynamic of angst is definitely not new. It's very much normal.
I also think because I've gone through the various stages of fandom, and early on I was like, well, Mr. DeWitt's a billionaire. Let's just add $100 million to the payroll and let's go buy Pete Crow Armstrong. But then you watch like what's happening with the Dodgers and how many times a team that's spending almost double what you are, but with the same or worse record sometimes.
Yeah. And that's the economics is interesting. We had this conversation last week about the idea of having stars on your team and what Wheels just said about the 1998 Cardinals team. That was a conflicting year for me as a fan. I've been out of the game for 4 or 5 years, but you know, the McGuire thing was really fun. But for me, it was like, wait a minute, is this a sideshow or are we trying to win? I kind of liked it, but I didn't. And there were some people in the front office saying the same thing. A couple of VP friends of mine that said that we're a little conflicted about this too, because fans are loving it, but we're kind of a one-trick pony right here. We're playing off of a home run chase, not a team winning, which is so the idea of, you know, just spending to get all the best players that everybody knows, that's kind of a game you win, but the idea is to win by being a complete team, which I think is an entirely different thing. And of course, if you don't have the $400 million payroll, you have to be careful about how you get there.
So this is a very existential, obtuse question, so I apologize in advance. But in general, when you listen to fans, like on Sports Open Line, Wheels, or Ricky, if you have a conversation with them, if there's something they don't understand or appreciate that you guys do, what typically is it? What are fans missing about the way baseball really works when they get all worked up?
Well, I mean, I'll give you – so part of it is the fact that there's a human factor to it. You know, Tony used to love to say – by the way, I love existential questions. I always thought you remind me a lot of Nietzsche, by the way, Dave. I mean, I feel like you're the same guy. So, but the idea that, you know, you can just kind of push a button and go from A to B to C, it's very programmatic. It's very kind of linear. It's very kind of algorithmic, but people are not that way. So, I mean, you're talking about developing a player, for example. You might say, well, look at his OPS, and look at his this, and look at his height, and look at his weight, look at his speed. But he's a person. You know, La Russa used to say that all the time. They're men and not machines. And I find that to be the case. And sometimes the frustration that I get from having kind of been there is the way that people talk about players as if they're not people, you know, and, you know, they're people, and they have bad days. They have family issues. They have, you know, I mean, they just have the regular struggles that we have. I mean, we may not think that because we want to kind of talk about how much money they make. But the point is, you know, they are men and not machines.
Yeah, I think two things, and this is one of them is specific to Cardinals fans right now, but it's not specific to Cardinals fans because I think fan bases tend to be somewhat siloed off from what's happening elsewhere because you follow your team every day.
Yeah.
And you don't follow Cleveland every day, and you don't follow Pittsburgh every day, and you don't follow Milwaukee every day. So you think that what's happening in your world is what's happening in the baseball world, and that's just not the case. I mean, like, people will think, I get this a lot, where people are mad at Ollie Marmol, or they're mad at this player, that player, or the team, and I'll be like, it's happening everywhere. This is not a Cardinals problem. You know, I mean, there are lots of fans in LA that want Dave Roberts fired. If you were on Dodgers Twitter, you would be like, what in the world is happening? Because every time they go through a losing stretch, they want Dave Roberts fired. And they just won the World Series last year.
And check the Yankees right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
the
Toronto Blue Jays are leading the American League East. And the Yankees are kind of in a free fall. The Yankees are kind of very pedestrian team right now. And talk about having a big salary. And so they're not happy with the Yankees. And, of course, if you're not happy and you live in New York, you're really not happy. I mean, that's kind of what that fan base is all about.
And the other thing I think that gets missed by a lot of people in the fan bases, because, again, you're only thinking about now, right? You're thinking about what's in front of you, is just the perspective of time, that every player develops at a different pace. So as an example, you could look at, like, Juan Soto was a rock star when he was 20. But Aaron Judge didn't even make the major leagues full-time until he was 25. You know, so, like, every player's schedule and development is different. And we lose the perspective of time in the sense that what the Cardinals are going through now is frustrating and annoying. But they're not awful. The Rockies are awful.
Right.
The White Sox are awful. The Cardinals haven't been awful in 100 years. They just they have never been like that, and they've never gone through a stretch more than 3 or 4 years of mediocrity. And sometimes having that perspective is lost on people that are focused on the immediate, what's in front of them.
And here's a question that I think is interesting. If you could say, theoretically, you could create something that to say that Cardinals would spend, you know, $30 million in the next 2 weeks, and they would make a team that got into the playoffs and lost in the first round. But by doing that, the next 3 years, the Cardinals would be 15 games under 500 3 years in a row based on the money that they spent and kind of where they are and what they give up to get what they get short term. Would you do that? And I think most people would say no, but sometimes that's what we're actually clamoring for. We're clamoring to sell out to a direction that's got a little bit more of a long-term look to it. And I think that's where, you know, it's hard to do that because everybody wants to win today. I mean, I want to win today.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an athlete, you want to win today. But you also want to continue to keep a good direction and a development direction for your organization, which I think is the most important thing.
And at the same time, I think teams all across baseball, across sports, not just baseball, all across sports tend to be too slow to adapt to change. Where we've had success doing things a certain way, and we like that, and we're comfortable with it. Well, the world's changing, man. And if you don't change with it, it's like saying, I'm not going to adapt to AI. Well, if you don't, it's going to leave you behind. And I think that every organization that's had success has fallen prey to that, whether it's the New England Patriots or the St. Louis Cardinals or any other team that's had success. Because you get comfortable doing what you do, but then, you know, if you're not willing to adapt and grow fast enough, you will find periods of time where you're just not keeping up.
All right,
you think about the change. Yeah, you think about the change we've had over the years. We got more change coming with Heim Bloom, in fact.
Yep.
Enjoy the 900 degree temperatures out in Colorado.
I will. You bet, guys.
All right, pal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, DGS on KMOX. Coming up at 3 p.m., we have attorney Brad Young, who's going to talk about some interesting legal stuff going on and talk about the president and Epstein and the House of Representatives and all of this intriguing, you know, palace intrigue stuff that's going on. We have Nate Gatter joining us. I understand Nate hates the Savannah Bananas, so that'll be interesting. And then Jeff Smith and Judge Frawley for the think tank. Rage is out today. She is under the weather. And we are off tomorrow because there is a 2:10 Cardinals day game. So we will all be back on Thursday. Hopefully, Boom. Rachel will be back. So
yeah, hope so.
Yeah. Another existential question for you guys about politics. Do you feel like any administration actually changes society in the way they say they're going to? For example, currently we have MAGA and MAHA. You know, make America healthy again. Are they doing anything that is affecting the people who didn't vote for them in a way other than just pissing them off? You understand the question?
Yeah.
Does anyone ever really do what they say they're going to do during a campaign and it actually has a lasting effect on our society?
It's tough because I don't think, you know, Trump has kind of had a longer stretch of influence than most presidents, or will at least, because he,
yeah,
4 years on, four
long
years
period
off,
of time.
4 years back,
yeah,
on.
It's a good point. He had a lot of influence during the Biden years.
Because it's really hard, I think, to change society in 4 years, and it's really hard to do it in 8 years. Maybe 12 years is long enough. I mean, if anybody could do it, it would be him. Speaking purely because it's so much different than, it's so radically different than, you know, what came before.
Yeah.
At least in terms of like what was the projected image of power.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. His whole campaign was not, I'm here to hold the line.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we're going to change everything. We're going to blow it up. We're going to throw the tables over.
And yeah. And we're now a solid 10 years into that from when he first kind of popped up on the scene. And it does feel like things are different. It does feel like things are changing. Maybe not so much in terms of like, you know, it's beef tallow now and it's pure cane sugar, and more in terms of like, oh, people feel really comfortable saying some things that would not have been comfortable saying or felt empowered to say in the past.
Wheels?
I don't think anybody can change anything. I don't think they're allowed to.
By who?
Super rich people. Where's the money come from and what's their interest? Who benefits the most from tax breaks and tax code changes? Who benefits the most from the way the world is right now?
Rich billionaires.
The richest you can think of. And again, not talking about your buddy that's worth $10 million or somebody down the street that's got a $4 million house. That's not who we're talking about. We're talking about the big dogs that are above all that. And a lot of them are not people you even know. They're not public names because most of the people that are at that level are not seeking attention. They're not out there like Elon Musk or Bezos or whatever. They're off. They're just doing their thing. They don't care about the attention. They don't want the attention. So who benefits when all of us are just fighting each other? Because what are we not paying attention to while we're yelling at our neighbor? We're not paying attention to the fact that the money just keeps going up. It keeps flowing upward to the richest people in the world. Look at how much the richest people in the world have gained since COVID. And we're not paying any attention to that. We don't talk about it. We don't fight. We don't ask our elected leaders to do anything about it because we're too busy yelling at the person across the street. We're too busy fighting left versus right when we should be paying attention to up versus down. And that's the only divide there is, because all of us that are not in the up, we are way more alike than we are different.
So true.
We all need to struggle to pay our bills. Everybody's trying to put their kids through college. Everybody's trying to make sure that, you know, you've got a retirement fund at the end of the day. You know who's not worried about your retirement fund or any retirement fund? That super rich guy. He doesn't need it. He doesn't care. He's never going to retire anyway, and he's already got so much money, it won't matter.
Is it possible to change it?
Not under the current circumstances, because we all are too, it's too easy. We take the bait.
We take the bait.
And look, you can call that a conspiracy. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I don't think it's a big meeting of people. They just know it. So they do things and they push. Who donates the most money to politicians? The richest people do. Most politicians aren't getting their money from just grassroots $10 donations from mom and pop. They're getting most of it from dark money, which is coming from the rich people. And who benefits from Citizens United, which is the dumbest name for a decision of all time? Citizens United. It's not about Citizens United. It's about rich people being able to throw their weight around and not have to put their name on it. So who benefits from all of this?
Good thoughts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.